Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 12th. This is a story from KUNC. A group of retired top officials from the Bureau of Land Management is in Washington, D.C. this week, criticizing the agency's planned relocation out west. The BLM says the move is about bringing decision-makers closer to the lands they manage. But former BLM director Bob Abbey says there's a different motive behind the agency's decision to relocate more than 150 top employees to western states. "We believe that this reorganization plan that was submitted by the Department of Interior is just a blueprint for dismantling the agency itself," Abbey said from Washington, where the group of six BLM retirees is making the rounds on Capitol Hill this week. They are urging lawmakers to add language in the 2020 appropriations bill blocking the reorganization plan. Abbey ran the BLM during the Obama administration. He says top officials are choosing to quit or retire rather than move their families from Washington to Grand Junction and other cities in the West, causing what he calls a brain drain. "The people with some of the most experience in managing public lands for decades are no longer going to be working in the agency, and they're going to have to be replaced," Abbey said. In a statement, the BLM says they are moving ahead with the relocation and have cooperated with Congress at all points. And now, from our ongoing series Connecting the Drops, Maeve Conran has a story about the hottest trend in recreation around the state, and it has nothing to do with skiing.
When you think of surfing, Maui or Southern California may be locations that spring to mind. Pueblo in Southern Colorado may not. But this stretch of the Arkansas River is where a particular type of surfing began.
River surfing really got started, I'd say, you know, maybe 15 years ago. Right here, it's kind of considered the birth of river surfing.
Bob Walker owns the Edge Ski and Paddle Outdoor Shop in Pueblo.
Some clients of mine that were taking a kayak lesson came in, and you know, they were going to learn to kayak because they were big surfers. They had moved here and that was their only choice. And after the kayak lesson was over, I went to my car and pulled out a boogie board and went down and started boogie boarding, and they were all enthralled with that. And they thought, God, if you can boogie board it, you can probably surf it. They ran home, dug out their quiver of surfboards, came down, and that afternoon we had river surfing in Pueblo, Colorado.
Like most river surf spots in Colorado, the waves don't usually occur naturally. The city of Pueblo was looking at ways to improve this stretch of river for fish habitat in a way that also benefited those who wanted to recreate on the river, says Amanda Cesar, recreation supervisor for parks and recreation in Pueblo.
So back in 2005, we entered in with the Corps of Engineers and GOCO for a fishing habitat grant. We were awarded the grant. It was completed in 2006, and it was an overhead dam that was built up that was extremely dangerous. Fish couldn't get over it. Now they have basically fish louders, which are what the rocks are there for. And it helps to not only help with the fishing habitat, but also makes a great recreational place for all of us to play at.
It cost about $2 million, says Cesar, but now the park itself brings in tourists, particularly in midsummer, for events like the Ark River Surfing Festival. This year's festival was delayed several weeks because the water levels were actually too high due to the abundant snowmelt. Too much water in the river flattens out the waves, and surfers just get washed downstream. Pueblo may be considered the birthplace of river surfing here in Colorado, but now there are several surf spots throughout the state, says Alex Maurer of the Colorado River Surfing Association.
They're popping up all over the place. Confluence Park in Denver has a couple of waves that are good for surfing. The River Run Park in Inglewood, Colorado, that's probably my favorite park in Colorado so far. That's popped up. There's a wave in Thornton, Colorado called Dave's Wave. There is a new park that just got built in Eagle, Colorado. There's an awesome park in Glenwood Springs. That's probably one of the most infamous waves in-river surfing.
Most whitewater parks have large boulders secured in the riverbed to create the waves. Other communities are investing in cutting-edge technology. River Run Park on the South Platte River has a mechanical wave shaper, three adjustable steel flaps embedded in the river bottom. This stretch of the Arkansas through Pueblo is still one of the biggest draws in the state, with surfers coming from around the country to ride the waves, like professional surfer Shannon Thomas.
I'm originally from Ohio. I just travel around and living in my van and in search of river waves and ocean waves in the wintertime. Basically, it's similar to surfing an ocean wave, but it's a stationary wave. So the water is rushing underneath you, but you're actually stationary. But every wave is different. There's left and right shoulders, just like an ocean wave. You can go left or right. And it's kind of an endless wave too. You can stay on as long as there's no line, and as long as you can stay on the wave, you have pretty much an endless surf.
Thomas isn't the only one catching waves today. Ross Dieterman, who works at Bob Walker's surf shop, is waxing up his board before he launches.
It's the most wonderful experience you'll ever feel. There's nothing like gliding on water.
Water flow is crucial for parks like this one. Colorado has a complex set of water laws that determine who gets to take water out of the river. It wasn't until the early 1970s that the first non-consumptive water right was established. That's a right for water to remain in the stream. And that's crucial for whitewater parks. Amanda Cesar, Recreation Supervisor for Public Parks and Recreation in Pueblo, says they need to work closely with the local water board to ensure that there's enough water during peak recreation months of the summer.
We do have agreements that during peak season we can call for extra water rights. It's extremely hard because it does have to go to the board. It is the river, and we have to work with the reservoir on when they're releasing.
There are definite monetary benefits to keeping water in rivers like this. An analysis of the Poudre River through Fort Collins indicated a substantial economic value to keeping water in the river. Similar analyses have been done in Golden and Durango, showing millions of dollars flowing into local coffers as a direct result of recreation on rivers. But having more people getting into the river also creates increased awareness of the need to reduce pollution and improve overall stream health, says Bob Walker of Edge Ski and Surf in Pueblo.
I think any time somebody starts utilizing any space and enjoying it, they start taking care of it.
For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, December 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.